I'm Tom Stukas, and this is Centennial College Radio Sports at 11 o'clock. Now to our top story. Is this the end of Matt Sundin in Toronto? That's the question hanging over Leaf Nation as the team wraps up their disappointing season. Sundin suffered a tear in his groin and will likely miss the rest of the season. He'll be an unrestricted free agent, but rumors are flying that Sundin may retire or sign with another NHL team. In other NHL news, Washington hopes to sneak into the playoffs with a last-minute burst of wins. The Capitals play Tampa Bay tonight and are just 1 point behind the Philadelphia Flyers for the eighth and final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. In the Western Conference, the Vancouver Canucks trail Nashville by 1 point for eighth place. Vancouver hosts Edmonton tonight while Nashville hosts the St. Louis Blues. In other sports news, Michael Pinball Clemens has done it all for the Toronto Argonauts. He was a star running back, head coach, and general manager and president. Now he can add Hall of Famer to his resume. Clemens was inducted into the Hall of Fame in a ceremony last night in Hamilton. In the NBA, the Raptors lost a tight one in overtime to Atlanta, 127-120. The Raptors were furious after a last-second basket by TJ Ford was disallowed by game officials. Raptors head coach Sam Mitchell is expected to file a protest with the league over the botched call. The Raptors are one win away from clinching a playoff spot. And now to baseball, where the Toronto Blue Jays continue their series in New York against the Yankees. The Jays pulled off a 5-2 win last night, and with a strong performance by starting pitcher A.J. Burnett and the Toronto bullpen. The Jays' record now stands at 1-1. And that's the world of professional sports. Now the story from college basketball. The Centennial College Colts basketball team defeated the Seneca Sting 61-68 in overtime. Gord Anderson was at the game and has this report.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game, and to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nelson sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nelson was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner, so it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2, their first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
That's the world of sports for today. Stay with us. After this commercial break, we'll go to Jeff Small for national news.
Olé, amigos. Su casa means your home. And that's how Ramona wants you to feel when you visit her at San Antonio's most elegant Mexican restaurant, Su Casa. Ramona features the most popular dishes from Mexico, including enchiladas verdes or rancheros, chili con queso or chimichangos. But Ramona also has special family recipes that you won't find anywhere else. Try pescado en concha, chunks of sole in rich cream and cheddar cheese sauce, served in scallop shells. Or scallops La Jolla, prepared with wine, lemon juice, and three kinds of cheese. Or baked swordfish manzanillo. See Ramona today, where her home is your home. Su casa!
Okay, we're back. I'm Jeff Small with Tom Stukas. It's a partly cloudy morning outside our East York studio and a lukewarm 8 degrees. And now here's what's making news this hour. Visible minorities now make up half of the population of the Greater Toronto Area. The House of Commons Ethics Committee reports on the Mulroney-Schreiber affair. And Canada finds the 1,000 troops it was looking for at the NATO summit in Romania. Now for our top story. In a surprise announcement at the NATO summit in Bucharest, the United States has pledged to support the Canadian mission in Kandahar with 1,000 American troops. Canada has now secured one of its key conditions to extend its mission in Afghanistan to 2011. It is expected that the helicopters and surveillance drones also needed to extend the mission will be forthcoming from the United States or another NATO ally. The Afghanistan mission is one of several key issues being discussed at the summit, another being the issue of admitting the Ukraine and Georgia into the alliance. Both countries were formerly part of the Soviet Union. In Ottawa yesterday, the House of Commons Ethics Committee tabled its final report into the Mulroney-Schreiber affair. It calls for a broad-ranging investigation into the relationship between the two men. The report argues for a full public inquiry into the former Prime Minister's dealings with Mr. Schreiber, going back to the 1980s. And in local news, new census data shows that about half of Torontonians are visible minorities. In Toronto alone, minorities make up over 42% of those living in the city. Mixed marriages are also up by a third. And now for a special report. The job market appears to be currently shrinking across the country, with young adults and professionals continuing to graduate from colleges and universities. It seems as if there are too many qualified applicants with not enough job openings. However, young adults should have no fear, as there is hope on the horizon. Derek Morrison reports.
With all of the baby boom generation retiring over the next decade, there's actually jobs to be found in the workplace for young adults. Jobs are found in all areas of work. It really just takes hard work, time, perseverance, and good luck to find these job openings. The key to finding one of these openings, however, is finding a job that someone actually enjoys doing. Brian Anthony, 22-year-old manager at the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, and also a 2007 graduate from Algonquin College in Ottawa, says that his timing and experience had a lot to do with him entering the working world.
Timing. They needed someone, and I was just in the right place at the right time, and I had previous management experience. That, combined with graduating from hotel restaurant management, just ended up getting me the position.
Obviously, there are both pros and cons to being so young in a world full of people who have been working longer than some of these young adults have been alive. But Brian says that you just have to overcome and prove that you belong with the big boys.
Cons are definitely that you're looked upon as a baby who doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to prove yourself. Pros being that you're straight out of school, so you're fresh and your mind's ready to be molded, and you're like new blood to the organization, so you bring a lot to the table.
Not everyone wants to enter into the hotel business, obviously, but with Brian as an example, he proves that with hard work and good people skills, young adults can succeed in the working world in whatever field it is they choose to follow.
I'd say a major thing is references, as many as you can get, whether it be through peers or teachers. They're going to help you a lot down the way, and persevere and just be relentless.
From the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, Derek Morrison, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
And that's the news to this hour. I'm Jeff Small, and you're listening to Centennial College Radio News.